folks, right here in the Arctic Air Studios as you listen in on ESPN 960 San Angelo and in the Hubaplex Talk 103.9 FM News, Money, Sports. You could be texting in here on an either-or Thursday, 806-855-3712. Happy draft day to everybody. Remember, Vontae Mack, no matter what. Vontae Mack today. 806-855-3712. We've got a couple of tough choices for you to make on either-or questions. Tech baseball headed up to Kansas State for a Big 12 series this weekend. The draft, obviously, tonight. Where do you think Tyree Wilson will end up? This first round has a high potential for wackiness, nuttiness, and everything that that implies. He could go anywhere from second overall to the Texans to falling all the way out of the top 10, depending on trades, depending on who is taken. Really all over the place right now in the final hours leading up to this for Tyree Wilson. Either way, he's going to have a hell of a night, and it's good to be Tyree Wilson right now. We have Aberg back-to-back, a dominant performance at the Big 12 Men's Golf Championship, and we're going to power rank things today because we can. All of that plus your great text messages today. So join the show, 806-855-3712. We thank everybody who listens online at kkam.com and get the app for 1340, Talk 1039. Follow the station at Talk 1039 as well on Twitter. Me, I'm just Ryan Hyatt, at Ryan Hyatt Media. You follow us there on Twitter, theraiderland.com, the website, everything we do. We got for you at theraiderland.com. And if you're not a part of our Facebook page, you should be as well. Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland. We come back in the evenings with the daily broadcast, usually around 6:30-ish. A lot of fun. Twitter Live, check it out. Highly interactive. He's Rob Bro, one-third of the Gambling Gauchos, king of hat of the day. He has pulsed the people effectively here over the years, and he is the singular solo host for the next 2 days of the Rob Bro Show on Talk 103.9 from 1 to 2. Happy Thursday as this week moves along.
Yeah, just to clarify, on Talk 103.9, the Rob Bro Show not dying.
Yes.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Get you guys caught up to speed as the day goes through on the penultimate show for us here in Raiderland as we will take you to 1 o'clock every Thursday. We give you either-or topics. I think you guys will like these today. Let's get these out here, and then we'll get rolling down the tracks to whatever is on your mind. Okay, so today, the non-sports either-or. Give us the more Texan meal, the more Texan food item dish out of these two. Either brisket or chicken fried steak. Which do you consider the more Texan meal? Brisket or chicken fried steak? And then I suppose if you want to, since it's Power Rank Thursday on the Rob Bro Show, we can just do 3 hours of Power Rankings if we want to. You could Power Rank the top Texas foods. Rob, I'm always amused when I'm watching food shows or different things, and they refer to it as Texas brisket. Texas brisket. Texas-style barbecue. Like that's all we ever eat here.
It's beef.
Yeah.
That is, I would say that's Texas barbecue, though.
Yeah, I mean, it's what in the barbecue world Texas is known for is right. The brisket.
Wouldn't you say that's Central Texas barbecue?
Hill Country, Central Texas.
Is there a Texas? West Texas barbecue?
I mean, your West Texas barbecue, these guys out here, you know, they're as good on ribs and, you know, sausage and anything else as they are on brisket. Now, the brisket's fine, too. But it just, it's interesting. Oh, yeah, Texas brisket. They'll even, you know, that's what a lot of places around the country will call brisket. It's almost like Texas toast, Texas brisket. So either Texas brisket or Texas chicken fried steak, which do you consider the more Texan meal? Next one. As we wrap up our final two shows here on Talk 103.9 and at KKAM, thinking about over the years the influential sports people that have been quite literally from the early days of the Williams and Hyatt Show right on to today. So who do you consider more influential in the world of sports over the decades now? Either Jerry Jones, as owner of the Cowboys, love him or hate him, you cannot deny the impact that he has had, not just on the NFL, but professional sports in general. Or Phil Knight, there at Nike. Both of them extend far beyond just their basic realm. Who do you consider more influential in the world of sports over the years? Either Jerry Jones or Phil Knight. And again, if you want to power rank influential sports figures, by all means, you could do that. 806-855-3712 for you to chew on that tonight. Today, we've got obviously the NFL draft. And where do you guys think that Tyree Wilson ends up? Depending on who you are listening to at this hour, Rob, the Texans could take either Will Anderson or Tyree Wilson, or that there are reports this morning. I'll credit Michael Lombardi, former NFL GM, current VSiN show host, a man who's been kind enough to join us on this program over the years, that ownership is really pushing hard for a quarterback in Houston. That as they wake up this morning, that ownership wants a quarterback, whomever that quarterback may be. That even though it's not necessarily a great quarterback draft, according to some, that there is high pressure on Caserio to take a quarterback instead of taking an impact defensive lineman at that spot. So if not there, then we get to Seattle at 5. Does Seattle potentially take Wilson? If not there, Rob, Wilson could fall definitely out of the top 10. So much of this is dependent. So much of this is dependent on this first round of trades and how teams handle the quarterback position. If you had to make a bet right now, Rob, where would you say Wilson ends up?
If I had to make a bet, I'm leaning Cardinals. That is where I don't want him to go.
See, and I think that Kyler Murray has made it plaintively clear that if they don't take an offensive lineman, he might just play video games and never read the playbook again.
Good. I hope that is the case. I hope they didn't take an offensive lineman and reach for one at 3.
You know?
Good. I hope he ruins the franchise.
I don't want Wilson in a Cardinal uniform, just like you.
If I was power ranking destinations, Lions number one. I think they have a young... Hold on.
Momentary pause here for the potential sneeze as he squinches up the nose and the face. Did you thwart the sneeze?
No, I was trying to sneeze. I hate thwarting him. I would rather
you wanted it out, but it's still in there.
It's still right there.
I can see it where
it's
it is right there.
My nose.
It is painfully obvious.
Anyways, the Lions, I think they have a young defensive front. I think they have a young team. And that division is open.
Yes, it is. It's for the taking right now.
For the taking. I really like Dan Campbell. I really do. And to pair him on the edge with Hutchinson on the other side, I think that would be a really good duo. Pass rushing and run stopping, 3-down players. I think that would be a really good combo. Seahawks would be number 2. Match him up with Jordan Brooks. That would just be really fun for Texas Tech. Third, I would go Texans. I think, and there's a good opportunity because there's 2 spots up there. They could even move back
up.
Yes,
they can. They have all the Watson picks that they can try to utilize. It's just hearing this morning that nobody really wants to dance.
Right.
But it's 11-12.
And I think
call me back at 5.
I think the Texans also probably still have Will Anderson above just because some of the draft odds and everything else. Anderson is the odds-on favorite now for the number 2 pick.
Yeah.
And that's been shifting back and forth. They were even odds, I think,
just
Sunday?
24 hours
Tuesday?
Ago. Really?
Yeah. So, but those would be my top 3, just personal choices. Lions, Seahawks, Texans.
I think if you forced me to make a call right now, I would say Seahawks most probable. I think that they will still go deep. I don't think they're going to make a reach at quarterback. They don't, and that's the deal. They don't have to right now. They can live with what they've got for now, but they can continue to strengthen everything else. I think I would go Cardinals Seahawks probability, slight 2 to Houston after that. I don't think that the Cardinals will be in play, and that if he's not taken at 5, Wilson probably falls into the 10 to 15 range. Oh, heavens to Betsy, what a horrible thing to have happen to you. But the thing there, you end up going to a better team.
Yeah, well, a different
theoretically. Theoretically.
I mean, you can still have like the Bucks at 19 who are not very good, the Commanders at 16.
Packers at 13 potentially.
Jets at 15 now. Green Bay. I just if he does fall past 5, he might fall to 20.
Oh, I mean, yes.
And who is that? That's the Seahawks again.
Again, so, to come back around and get a defensive player.
I think there's been a lot of smoke that he'd be in the top 10. These GMs might wake up and say, wait, our jobs are on the line. Mm-hmm. And there's an Alabama defensive lineman and a Georgia defensive lineman, and we're going to take a Texas Tech guy.
Yes.
And I think there might be some of that too. And, you know, he didn't play for last month. He didn't do any workouts. I think they might all be saying, wait, well, hold on. Are we really going to bet our jobs
mm-hmm.
on a guy who hasn't really shown anything since December, even though he had a bunch of great tape this year? So they might be talking themselves out of it, but he's going to be a first rounder.
Either way.
And I would love for him to drop to, I don't know, 26. But that's just me being selfish.
Yeah.
The Cowboys, by the way.
We'll get it started on the text line today, 806-855-3712, our penultimate show here. Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. Either or Thursday, what's the more Texan meal, either brisket or chicken fried steak? And you can power rank Texas meals today. More influential in sports, either Jerry Jones or Phil Knight with Nike. 806-855-3712, you weigh in on that. Anything else that's on your mind today? We really want to hear from you here on these final 2 days. And if you hadn't texted in a while, let us know where you're listening in from so we can say thank you to you guys. 806-855-3712. Doughboy leading it off, our resident trucker in Raiderland. He's down in Texas. He's playing in the rain today. Well, at least somebody with Guns Up Trucking is getting to see a little rain. Send us a pic. I can't remember what rain looks like. Maybe tomorrow. Texter, really sad news today out of the world of horse racing. So Wild on Rice is a horse owned by Frank Sumter Jr. Down there out of La Mesa, foaled by Tapizar. Had an upset win in the Sunland Derby a few weeks back. They paid the $6,000 nomination fee. It was a 35-1 horse to win the Sunland Derby. Got into the Kentucky Derby, had a workout this morning, fractured leg. As the jockey was at Mott, pulled him up after the workout, evaluated, and Wild on Rice had to be euthanized this morning. Really, really sad news there out of Louisville. And Churchill Downs was going to be a cool story, but Wild on Ice sadly euthanized today. That is, I love horse racing. I love everything about it, Rob, except that. That always, it turns my stomach. It's why my wife really doesn't like watching horse racing. That she loves horses and all, but she just hates that aspect, and I totally understand. One more text message before we take the time out. Brisket or chicken fried steak, tough choice. I'll go with chicken fried steak since it has the name chicken, but it's beef. Brisket is just brisket. You've never heard of chicken brisket, says the texter. All right, get on the text line, 806-855-3712, either brisket or chicken fried steak. What's a more Texan meal? More influential in the world of sports, Jerry Jones or Phil Knight? You want to talk draft, we can. Tech baseball on your mind, we can certainly visit with you about that. 806-855-3712, the text line. Quick break. Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. You got Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro, taking until 1 o'clock in the Arctic Air Studios. Then it is the Rob Bro Show from 1 to 2 on Talk 103.9 FM, News, Money, Sports. Got you till 1 o'clock, ESPN 960 in San Angelo, either or Thursday. Give us the more Texan meal, either brisket or chicken fried steak. More influential, either Jerry Jones or Phil Knight in the world of sports. Also, NFL draft to discuss with you guys. Where do you think Tyree Wilson ends up? For Cowboy fans, what would you like to see them do with their pick there at 26? You got a few areas of need, obviously. Running back could fit right in, although where the Cowboys are drafting, I don't consider I agree with those who say the second round in this year's draft really starts about pick 17 or 18. So I don't think it's crazy to say you could take a running back in the first round. Generally, people are saying two might go. Offensive line is always a good place to pick, and they've done a nice job selecting offensive linemen over the last few years. And then, Rob, could I interest you in a tight end? Best tight end available. First pick.
For the Cowboys?
Yeah. Yeah? Doesn't do anything for you?
I guess if the Notre Dame kid is available. Otherwise, yeah. No, I'd rather get a corner.
Corner? Go cornerback is what you think, what you would like to see?
Yeah, if I was in the war room with old Jerry and the boys, I'd probably say, hey, I think we need a corner. Because then you could push, you know, Diggs in to nickel and have him play inside, maybe just be a ball hawk.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, play free safety. Just run around. You don't have to follow anybody because you are not good at it.
Just proving it.
He's the best corner in the NFL that can't play corner. He's really good.
Yeah.
He's just not good at corner.
What it takes to be a cornerback.
He has a ton of skills that work at corner. A ton of them. He's really good. He's just not a good corner. I don't know if that makes sense, but...
No, it does.
Like, I'm not mad at him having to play corner. I think he's as good as anyone else, but maybe I should say he's not a great corner.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to give up a ton of yards. And anything, third and five, throw it to Diggs, guy.
Yeah.
Third and 16, throw it away from Diggs because he's going to pick you off. But third and five, anybody can run a slant on Diggs.
True. 806-855-3712. Texter, if Texans pass on quarterback, I doubt the Cardinals will be picking at three, indicating a potential trade move there.
That would mean that they are smart and can move back.
Move back and get more value. James texting in, chicken fried steak is Texas for me. My mom always made the best, still makes it on special occasions. Always asked for it on my birthday. Love the show, gents. It'll be missed. Thank you for the kind words. We'll miss interacting with you guys in this format, but as we say, not quitting doing radio, just not going to do radio on radio anymore. Texter, as much as I dislike Jerry, he has revolutionized the NFL with his marketing ideas, so I go with Jerry. I would say that Jerry Jones didn't just revolutionize the NFL. He made all sports, professional sports franchises, and even collegiate models look at how they handle sponsorships. Look at what they do. Look at how they maximize the revenue. The old NFL, prior to Jerry Jones, I would liken it to this, Rob. It was a little bit like the way the Big 12 operated with Bowlesby, and for many years of just going along and, oh, this is nice, this is good enough. We've got a little seat at the table here, and look, we're doing okay, right? And Yorbach comes in and goes, holy crap, look at all the money you're not making. Well, that's what Jerry Jones did to the NFL in 1989. He walked in and his crew said, you're not doing what? You're letting the NFL have a beer sponsor and you don't have one? Hi there, Miller Lite. You're letting the NFL have a credit card sponsor, but you don't have one? I can't even remember now who the credit card sponsor was that came in for the Cowboys back in the day. It doesn't really matter. But the idea, it wasn't just the NFL that Jones revolutionized, and he did. He almost single-handedly created the very thing that destroyed the Cowboy dynasty, which was a salary cap in the early mid-90s, but it has kept labor peace in the league for 30 years.
Did Troy Aikman do ads for that credit card as a sheriff?
Was that American Express? I think it was American Express.
I think it was American Express, yeah.
That Jones created his own deal. I mean, it's brilliant. Texter, I'd love to see Wilson go second overall, but that being the Texans doesn't sound pleasing. I'd love for him to fall to the Packers, but I'm really hoping we finally draft a wide receiver in the first round since the first time since Javon Walker in 2002.
I think people look at the Texans of the last 10, 15 years and say that's a terrible spot for a defensive lineman to go.
Yeah.
D'Amico Ryans is not Ed Cooley or whatever his name was.
No.
Calvin Coolidge, what was his name? Ed Cully.
Ed Cully. Calvin Coolidge.
It's not him. He's not even Lovie Smith. He's not Bill O'Brien.
No.
He's not the play-action guy. from the Broncos. What was his name?
That guy.
Anyways, he's going to do what the 49ers have blueprinted. He's going to go draft an anchor edge guy. That's just painfully obvious to me. Solomon Thomas, DeForest Buckner, all the guys that the 49ers have got in the top five, they keep picking there, or the first round, the Texans are going to try to do that. And the two on the board are Will Anderson and Tyree Wilson.
I mean, it's an either or.
If they pick there.
Yeah.
Now, the front office might be pushing for a quarterback. But if D'Amico Ryans puts his foot down and says, I'm the head coach, this is my team, I need to run it how I want to run it. And you know my thoughts on drafting a quarterback before your team is ready.
Right. And they're not ready yet.
Davis Mills can go win four games just like a rookie quarterback getting killed can.
Yep. And this is just not a great quarterback class, in my opinion. In my opinion right now.
I mean, why draft one of these guys when you can have Tyler Shuck next year?
Right. Exactly. A well-seasoned bionic Shuck. Every part will be metal by then. 806-855-3712. Text in more Texan. Either brisket or chicken fried steak. And you can power rank most Texan meals. More influential over the years. Jerry Jones or Phil Knight. 806-855-3712. Quick break. Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro.
3.9.
Like I should be sitting in a dark room with Aaron Rodgers. It's 11:35, Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Rowe in the Arctic Air Studios till 1 o'clock. The penultimate show and the final last either or Thursday show we'll do for you. ESPN 960 San Angelo, Talk 103.9 FM News Money Sports. Question of the day, either or. More Texan meal, either brisket or chicken fried steak. And it's Power Rank Thursday on the Rob Rowe Show from 1 to 2. We'll just power rank stuff all day if you want to. You can power rank the ultimate Texas meals. More influential, either Jerry Jones or Phil Knight over the years. Who would you consider more influential in sports? Tech baseball going up to K-State. The draft tonight, where does Tyree Wilson end up? And whatever else may be on your mind as we go through today. 806-855-3712. The cool texters are on the text line, which is exactly where they should be. One says, hoping Wilson doesn't have to sit undrafted with cameras on him for several picks. I'll go with chicken fried steak. Probably Phil Knight. He made wearing tennis shoes cool. I mean, there were cool tennis shoes before that. Chuck Taylors. And some Chuck Taylors. Been listening from Wichita Falls. Hate to see you guys go. It's been an everyday event catching y'all on the app. Thank you. And I tell you what, we appreciate you so much. And again, we'd love to hear from as many people over the next day and a half, next two shows, so we can say thank you to you. Again, you'll still be able to catch us. You can, you know, dial up the podcast. You can go look at my video every day at theraiderland.com. You can be with us on the daily broadcast. Both Rob and I are going to, you know, Rob, you already, through the Gambling Gauchos, generate a tremendous amount of content. It's we're not going dark. We're not going away. It's not like Rob and I are going to Tanzania. You are not going to Tanzania, are you? I'm not.
Not immediately. Not, no.
Okay, you're going to wait a little while. We're not going to Thailand for a month. Just going to be doing things a little bit different. But in this day and age, we're never more than a Twitter shout-out away or a follow on the Internet. At Ryan Hyatt Media for me on Twitter. At Rob Bro Show, appropriately named for Rob, on Twitter. Texter wants to know, can you explain a little bit about the test C.J. Stroud did awful on, and do you believe he will be a bust or not? A couple of different things there. Okay, first off, the test is a new cognition test, 52 cognition. It replaces the old Wonderlic. It's probably about as worthless as the Wonderlic. The man who created the test said that the reports are probably inaccurate and untrue regarding Stroud. Stroud says it wasn't, you know, wasn't like an 18% or whatever you want to call it. Either way, I think this is one of those nasty little draft things that gets out, that gets put out on players. I don't put much stock in it. I didn't put much stock in the Wonderlic, for that matter. Now, let's separate that from what I think C.J. Stroud will do in the NFL. I think he'll be a good NFL quarterback. Do I think he has great quarterback written all over him? I don't know. Do I think he will be the best quarterback out of this draft? Quite possibly. I like the guy. The guy plays. The guy's a gamer. He's accurate enough for my money, big enough, strong enough that if you made me take a quarterback out of a draft where I don't like the quarterbacks, I would take C.J. Stroud.
Not Will Levis?
Not Willie Levi's. Billy Levi's. No, not Billy Levi's.
Have you seen how he drinks his coffee?
Little finger thing or whatever?
With a squirt of mayonnaise.
Oh, I thought you were talking about how he held it.
No, he puts mayonnaise in his coffee, Will Levis.
Whoosh. Yeah.
Big old squirt of mayo.
Yeah.
A little sweet. A little
that
creamy.
Seems like something you screwed up, like you were going for the creamer and you accidentally put the mayo in and you just kept drinking it, telling people that's the way I like it.
He said it in an interview one time and now he has to just live with it.
Yeah. Billy Levi's not doing anything for me. Monty will text in today, as he just did, 806-855-3712. I'm going with Jerry over Phil. Jerry, a one-man force. Also, chicken fried steak still probably edges out brisket, only based on time. It's been a Texas thing forever. Man, I think brisket may have probably been around as long or longer than chicken fried steak when it comes to the state of Texas. Texter says it's chicken fried steak with spicy mustard. 1140. Oh, we were talking about Houston Texan coaches, and the one, the Bronco was Gary Kubiak. We thank Alert Texter for that. Pretty much you were able to list off every single Texan head coach in the history of the Texans, with going all the way back to Dom Capers, who I thought that was the original Texans head coach, but it's been a few days. Texter, it is either or Thursday. We give you tough choices to make on either or Thursday. The more Texan meal, either brisket or chicken fried steak. And then we ask, who's been more influential in the world of sports over the decades? Either Jerry Jones or Phil Knight. Who would you consider having a bigger impact on the world of sports? I still need to see the movie Air.
It's good.
I've heard nothing but great things about it. I need to see it. And I
don't know if I go great, but it's good.
Yeah. What do you think about Damon's performance?
He's Damon. I watched Good Will Hunting yesterday. Oh, I have some news. I forgot about it.
Uh-oh. Breaking news?
Yeah, so on this show, for the last several years, we've talked about the movie Hoosiers, right?
Yes, and your incredible disdain.
So I got home yesterday. I was going to watch a movie. I watched Good Will Hunting. And then on the Prime video box, I saw Hoosiers. So you know what I've been promising listeners for years that I would rewatch Hoosiers and report back.
Start to finish.
I've seen it before. I just didn't like it.
Right.
But I thought, you know, maybe I had forgotten some things, and I'll watch it because we don't have many shows left. I'll watch it tonight, report back on Thursday to Hyatt and the listeners, and then we can put it to bed.
And
I watched it last night. Ryan, that movie sucks. It's so bad. The slow clap. The drunk dad. None of it's good. I don't relate to any of the characters.
Don't get caught watching the paint dry.
None of them get better through the movie. All the dad. There's no redeeming quality from all the dads. The squirrely one that's coaching the team at the beginning's a jerk the whole way through. Even in the last game, the state championship. The action in the state championship, they score 77 points apiece.
And the score is
32 to 34. I don't think the math adds up right at the end anyways. Zero defense. All these old school, it's how basketball used to be played. There's zero defense in that movie. They don't play a single set of defense.
Nobody's moving their feet. Nobody's cutting off a drive.
They don't stop anybody. That movie sucks.
Okay, what's really funny, this segment was not planned. By the way, over the last year, several years that we've been doing this show, Rob, how many times have we actually planned a segment?
Very few.
You know the shows that are like highly structured and you can tell that they have this, this, and this? And
yeah.
I mean, a lot of days, if one or both of us are here before the show actually starts, it's kind of a miracle.
But, you know, Power Ranking Thursday.
Yeah. Okay, so what's funny, last night, my wife was watching Hoosiers. Last night, you know, in bed on, her, on her phone, she will fall asleep to different movies, different things like that. That's just what she does. So she was watching Hoosiers. And, okay, so there are... There's a scene, you know, in the movie in one of the basketball games where the flash bulbs are going off.
Yes, that's the state championship.
So that scene is happening. I'm lying there thinking, holy crap, we got lightning. The entire bedroom is flat. I'm looking out the window. I'm going, what in the hell? And then I realize, oh, that's the flash bulbs going off in the basketball scene there in Hoosiers. I thought we finally had rain.
It's like half slow motion the whole time in the state. It's just so bad. It's bad.
Mm.
He gets kicked out of like seven games.
Yeah. Made look like what was going on over there at Lorenzo look like nothing.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Anyways, Power Ranking Thursday, I'll rank that one at the bottom.
Of any, sports movies. Of any and all sports movies. 806-855-3712. Either or Thursday, more Texan meal, either brisket or chicken fried steak. You can power rank top Texas meals. More influential, either Jerry Jones or Phil Knight. A lot of NFL draft today, too. Tech baseball, if you want to. Text her on the text line, 806-855-3712. Jerry Jones has revolutionized the NFL and the world of sports. I hope he can make the Cowboys a big-time winner this season. Cowboys will be good. Kind of depends on how you define big winner. Text her, if someone put mayonnaise in my coffee, that's an automatic fight. That's almost worse than insulting my mother.
So bad.
I can't imagine how bad it would taste, and I don't even drink coffee. I haven't had coffee since I was about four or five, hanging out with my retired, what do you call them, babysitters, caretakers, Mr. and Mrs. Childers there in Amarillo. Shout out. We like to take our coffee together there in the morning. Texter wants to know, any chance you two end up on radio again, maybe? Please tell the higher-ups we are not happy with this move. Wish you two nothing but the best. Thank you. Never say never. And the higher-ups, do not hold them accountable on this. 100% my decision on this. And Rob can speak for himself.
Yeah, I, first of all, the higher-ups probably aren't happy about this either. They want us to stay.
They want us to stay. They would like us to keep going, so it's not on them.
Yeah, no, this is a personal choice. I mean, transparency, I tried to put in my 2 weeks in December. I've been planning
to leave. They kept shoving it back at you.
Yeah, they kept wadding up and throwing it back at me. So, yeah, it's, you know, we're leaving. And
sometimes it's time to do different things, different challenges, different ways. And, I'm not speaking for you, Rob. I'm just saying from my standpoint, having done radio since the late 80s, one, I never say never, but two, I have learned it's always good to get your hat and hit the door a little earlier than a little later.
Yeah, we appreciate Talk 103.9, too. We're not leaving in bad terms.
No, not at all. That's why we're still here. That's why we are being, I will say, graciously allowed to do this week of shows with you guys, knowing that this is our final week of shows. That's a rarity in this business. As you well know, Rob, a lot of times you walk out of a studio and you find out you just did your final show. We have been given the opportunity to exit, hopefully more gracefully than we entered. And all of it due to you guys in the audience, which is why I want to say as many of you text in as possible today and tomorrow, because we want to say thank you. What you guys created on this show and the Rob Bro Show over the last several years, a true radio renaissance on this station, in this market, a new station that really had, well, we didn't have anything going for us in 2019 when we started this thing, Rob. With your show and my show, totally, you know, brand new in essence, a new format. And I am incredibly proud of what the audience did coming along with us for this great ride, surpassing, beating many of our friendly competitors in the marketplace and otherwise. Incredibly proud of what you guys helped create. So let us say thank you to you today and tomorrow. 806-855-3712, either or Thursday. More Texan meal, either brisket or chicken fried steak. More influential in the world of sports, either Jerry Jones or Phil Knight. 806-855-3712. A quick timeout. We'll finish up hour number one of Two Strong together. It's Ryan and I. It's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro.
Action update on Talk 1340. Check out VSiN's catalog of original podcasts, daily and weekly programming to keep you in the know when you're on the go. Only at VSIN.com. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
NBA playoffs tonight, one game on the schedule, Boston at Atlanta. The Celtics are favored by 6.5 on the road, the Hawks paying plus 220. The over-under is 232. Boston up 3-2 in the best of seven. If the Hawks force game seven, that would be this Saturday night in Boston. NBA Wednesday, the Heat paid plus 150 after eliminating the Bucks, 128-126 in overtime. Milwaukee was favored by 13.5, the over 254. The Knicks paid plus 200, eliminating the Cavaliers, 106-95. Cleveland was a 5.5-point favorite. The under 201. The Grizzlies stayed alive, beating the Lakers 116-99. Get the latest lines and more at vsin.com.
Final segment, hour number one of two. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro here in the Arctic Air Studios and the Rob Bro Show from 1 to 2 on Talk 103.9 FM, ESPN 960 San Angelo. More Texan meal, either brisket or chicken fried steak, and you can power rank top Texas foods today. Rob, you've actually done that, so in the next hour, beware people, it will be released. More influential in the world of sports, either Jerry Jones or Phil Knight. You want to talk Tech baseball, we can. You got thoughts on the draft tonight and where Tyree Wilson may end up? You tell us. If it's on your mind, it's on the show today. 806-855-3712. That's 806-855-3712. Texter says, I'm going brisket. In Texas, barbecue is king. I don't hear about or see any chicken fried steak leagues, but I can attend a barbecue competition every week. Phil Knight associated with every sport on earth, it seems like. When you think Nike, you think sports. That transcends ownership of one team. Texter, I'm howling. Rob's a fine movie critic, says Monty. Well-known movie critic, Rob Bro.
Yeah, any other movies you want opinions on, I can give them to you.
I mean, from Gambling Gauchos to the Rob Bro Show, no... shortage of movie opinions. Texter, chicken fried steak has been one of my favorites for years. It was my dad's favorite. Texter says, I'm saddened that your program on radio is closing. You have educated, informed, kept me up to date on Texas Tech athletics. I have eagerly anticipated your program each day. I'm an older and hope to improve my technical skills so that I can still benefit from your entertaining programs. Best of luck to both of you in all your endeavors. Thank you for your kind words. Trust me, if I can figure out how to get on the daily broadcast, you guys can find it and watch it. And same thing with Gambling Gauchos podcast and everything else. If I can figure out how to do it, you guys will be able to come along, and still can. Texter, you're welcome. And the Rangers are collapsing. The Rangers are not collapsing. The Rangers are regressing a bit to the mean, but they're not collapsing. They overperformed for a little while.
Yeah.
They'll have a baseball stretch.
Yes.
And then they'll be back to being whatever they're going to be.
Yeah, they're going to be a 500 team.
Yeah. I don't. A little bit better. I think a little bit better than 500.
Right. But they're not going to win this division. The Astros are going to win this division. The Astros are going to win this division by 5, 6, 7, 10 games.
And the Astros will regress up to their mean. Texter says, don't worry, Rob. I'll still send you stupid stuff on Twitter. If I sent any of it to Ryan, I'm pretty sure he would block me almost immediately. I don't block people for the most part. I do put them on snooze or mute, which is more fun than blocking because then they don't know that I'm not seeing their stuff and that they are howling into the wilderness. That, to me, is much more enjoyable than actually blocking. Although I have a few... Literally, the only ones I block for the most part, Rob, are people that just use excessive profanity to the point that it annoys me. Final thoughts on if any Pac teams mosey on over, or will they sink with the ship? I still believe you're going to get Pac-12 teams in the Big 12 at some point. The old coach, you want to try that one in English? The old coach texting in, you gentlemen have made my weekday lunch break so very enjoyable. You'll be missed. Wishing the best for your future endeavors. Thank you. It's the other way around, though. You guys have made our lunchtime. Rob, how excited are you, as I am, about eating lunch at a lunchtime hour?
Again? Yeah, it'll be nice. Try to get on a schedule. Yeah.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah.
You guys have made our days fun, is what you've done. Texter, with no more Raiderland Radio and the Rob Bro Power Hour, I expect my work productivity to increase 8,300% in the weeks and months ahead. Listen, it's a tough economy, obviously, right now. Economics being what they are, we figure this is our only shot to help America get back on its feet economically during these troubled times. So we're just doing what we can. We're only two people, but we do what we can. Texter, who do you want your Packers to draft tonight, Ryan? Also, are you moving to Wisconsin? Nah, I ain't moving up there. Although I do like fried cheese curds, you know?
The beer that Wisconsin power ranking.
Yeah, made? Wisconsin power
ranking.
Beer that made Milwaukee famous, made a fool out of me. For Packers right now, take best available player. It's life after Rodgers. You're going to see what you've got with Jordan Love. Take a player that can be impactful for 5 or 6 years, whether that's a great offensive lineman, an impact defensive player, a wide receiver that you think you can do with for a few years, that you enter into this stage of uncertainty. So have a player that potentially could be around until the uncertainty is gone. You're not in a win right now mode. Be very interested to see what the Packers do. When you say my Packers, listen, I watch a whole lot more Kansas City than I do Green Bay, and have for the last several years. And even with Rodgers moving on, I don't know that it'll make it that much more palatable. 806-855-3712. Get on the text line. More Texan meal, either brisket or chicken fried steak. More influential, either Jerry Jones or Phil Knight. You guys jam up the text line. We want to hear from as many of you as possible here on our final Either or Thursday show in Raiderland. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland, featuring Rob Bro.
Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland, a presentation of the Texas Town Square Media Network. Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland, featuring Rob Bro.
No, make no mistake. It's not revenge he's after. It's a reckoning.
Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland, your West Texas sports voice.
Hour number two, Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. Congrats to us. We've done it again. I don't know how we did it, Rob. We've done it one more time, turning morning into afternoon with these fine folks listening in San Angelo on ESPN 960. Lubbock Talk 103.9 FM News Money Sports coming to you from the Arctic Air Studios on an either-or Thursday. I've got a feeling this streak only lasts like one more day. There's something telling me that morning into afternoon only happens one more day here on Talk 103.9. Either or Thursday, more Texan meal, either brisket or chicken fried steak. And you can power rank today because it's Power Rank Thursday on the Rob Bro Show. So you could power rank your top Texas meals. Rob has actually done that. We'll get his power rankings in a moment. More influential in the world of sports, either Jerry Jones or Phil Knight. 806-855-3712. Tech baseball headed up to the wilds of Manhattan today to take on Kansas State this weekend. And then it's the NFL draft tonight, first round. And where does Tyree Wilson end up? Could he be a Texan? Hopefully not a Cardinal, maybe a Seahawk. And then if not that, Your guess is as good as ours. I am really, Rob, I'm actually intrigued by this first round tonight just to see what happens. It's not even so much the players other than Wilson, but it's just who's going to do what. And I just have a funny feeling that the first time that if any singular domino falls, it gets crazy from there. We could have one quarterback taken. We could have five quarterbacks taken in the first 15. Who knows what's going to take place? Anything else that's on your mind tonight, we want to hear from you, or today. I keep saying tonight. I don't know why. 806-855-3712. Follow Rob on Twitter, at Rob Bro Show, the host of the Rob Bro Show from 1 to 2. And then me, I'm just Ryan Hyatt, at Ryan Hyatt Media on Twitter. The website, theraiderland.com. And we do have a really active Facebook page that you can be a part of. Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland is where that is. So we're entering our final 3 hours of Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland today and then the two tomorrow. 806-855-3712. Texters on the text line. Did not expect Rob to admit the Astros are winning the division this early in the season. Why would you not expect that?
I thought the Rangers before the season would win 82 games.
That wasn't going to win the division.
And then after their good start, I said they might win 85. That's also not going to win the division. The Angels have no chance. The Mariners might get second, if not the Rangers. The Oakland Athletics are historically bad. Who did you think I thought would win the division? It's the process of elimination, the Astros are going to win again.
Yes.
Now, next year, the year after, I think the Rangers are hot on their heels. But, yeah, I mean, before the season, I thought, hey, you know what? Over 80.5 is a good bet.
Very good, if you could have found that.
That does not feel like a, hey, I think this team's going to win the division bet.
No.
This pitching staff is razor thin on great and bad. Between a couple of injuries. And Josh Young is hurt. Seager's hurt. Jankowski, who was kind of a revelation for a week or two, is hurt, and I didn't think that would last anyways.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, this baseball is a long season. Starting 14-6 or whatever
We're not out of April
that
yet.
That is a long, long way to go.
Who did they think was going to win the division?
Yeah, you'll be at 500 again before the year's over. And then probably fight back.
Okay. Bold prediction, you know, on one of our last shows. At some point this year, the Rangers will probably be under 500.
Oh, yeah.
Will not shock me
at all. In May, they'll be under 500.
May 23rd, you know, game under 500. First time this year, the Rangers under 500. We welcome back Eric Nadel to the broadcast booth.
Yeah, I hope that's not a 7-game losing streak here. You just got swept by the Reds. And you have a 4-game set with the Yankees coming up. But
could be.
Yeah, we'll see.
Texter on the text line, 806-855-3712, goes with chicken fried steak on the more Texan meal, either brisket or chicken fried steak. More influential, they do not answer, either Jerry Jones or Phil Knight. Wants to know, what will 960 be broadcasting in the future? We have no clue. No idea.
Yeah, I would assume...
ESPN Radio, probably?
Yeah, ESPN Radio.
Is ESPN Radio still alive? I thought they fired everybody earlier this week.
I do not know.
But we do not know. That's why you guys follow us on Twitter, at Ryan Hyatt Media, at Rob Bro Show. We'll keep you up to date on that. Hey, and I want to say right now, and we'll do some more of this tomorrow and everything else, how much I personally love and appreciate everybody down there in San Angelo and that part of the world who embraced this show over the last several years. Have thoroughly enjoyed it. Absolutely loved hearing from folks. I feel like I've learned, you know, more about that part of the world. We had tried and wanted to do some more things down there. It just didn't work out. COVID ruined a lot of crap, and then just some things just didn't work out on some different stuff. But, man, you guys that have invested, you know, with a little old radio show up here in Lubbock, Texas, and ingrained yourself. There are now like 20 places I feel like we need to go eat at. What is it, Roxy's?
That's one of them, yeah.
Maybe we just sometime in May, Rob, just me and you get up early one morning, we just go eat lunch with everybody down in San Angelo. I don't know.
There's the breakfast spot.
Yeah. Then we got to go to Idaho Springs, Colorado, and eat at Bojo's. texter, how much will the Fisher interview hurt Tech basketball? I think it could be a stain for several years, sadly. Zero, none, and most people don't know about it. And it's really only a stain on Mark Adams.
Yeah, I said this yesterday. They fired the guy he was talking about.
Yep.
And again, if maybe it hurts you in Toronto.
Dang it! The pipeline was just opening up.
Maybe it hurts you from guys from Los Angeles or Philadelphia, like these big cities, Chicago.
Yeah.
But it's not hurting you from anyone in rural America because they're going to say, oh, it's a college town? Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, we knew that.
Like, Fisher was ill-prepared to come here.
Yep.
As a high school student. And did not acclimate and did not exceed expectations like he's exceeded expectations his entire life.
And that had to be hard for him.
And he left. That doesn't hurt Texas Tech.
Not a bit. And I'm not saying that that little podcast exists in a vacuum. That's not what I'm saying. But as you said, the guy he was talking about got canned. A total change in leadership direction. And no, it's not a stain on Texas Tech whatsoever. Texter says on the text line, 806-855-3712, very sad to hear y'all are leaving the air. I've enjoyed listening to your show over the years. Sorry I never paid attention to how to follow you both on other media sources. I always figured y'all would always be on the airwaves. You don't have to delete the app from your phone. Please repeat how to follow you both for those who didn't pay attention before this sad news. Y'all will be greatly missed, and I hope you both done nothing but the best in the future. At Ryan Hyatt Media on Twitter, if you are on Twitter. On the internets, my website that has been there for years before this show, theraiderland.com. TheRaiderland.com. It's very hard to follow. Facebook, Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland. Easy to get there, and we will be there. And then, Rob, you have the same type of sources.
Yeah, if you want to look on Twitter, at Gambling Gauchos, at Rob Bro Show, or, you know, I'll be writing for a website called StakingThePlains.com.
Yes. Yes, you will. Power Rank Texas Meals. Most Texan meal, either brisket or chicken fried steak, is the either-or question, along with more influential, either Jerry Jones or Phil Knight in the world of sports. You guys jam up the text line right now, 806-855-3712. Rob, do you have your power rankings ready on Power Rank Thursday for the Rob Bro Show?
Yep. This is Texas Foods. I've gone 10 deep.
Wow. Yeah. Usually they're like a 5 deep or something.
Yeah, it was too many. So I'm going to go 10 pecan pralines.
Ooh, not just pecan pie, but the pralines.
Oh, pecan pies later. Number 9, frozen margaritas. Number 8, chicken fried steak. Number 7, cowboy caviar. This is the the black bean salsa.
Right.
Cowboy caviar. Pecan pie. Sausage kolaches. Very Texan.
Very.
And then I'm going to go Frito pie, top 4 here.
Okay.
Frito pie slash chili.
Nice, in the bag.
Number 3, queso.
As a meal.
Number just Texas foods. I wouldn't say frozen margaritas are a meal.
Pie is a meal. Yeah, you don't hang around with me enough.
Number 2, fajitas. Number 1, brisket.
Brisket.
Number 1, Texas food, brisket. So top 5, brisket, fajitas, queso, Frito pie slash chili, and then sausage kolaches.
Can't argue with any of that right there. All solid. I'm trying to think if there was anything maybe that was left out. That
I almost put cheeseburgers in there because they say that cheeseburgers were made in Texas.
Really?
Yeah. What is it? Friona has the cheeseburger festival as the cheeseburger capital of the world?
I did not know that.
Somewhere. Is it Friona? I think it's Friona that has the cheeseburger festival. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, good for them. Why haven't we gone?
Somewhere else. Athens, I think, is the birthplace of the hamburger.
Now, okay, I vaguely, you know, chalk that up to Athens.
And then, of course, Whataburger.
Yeah,
originated here in Texas.
You could make that case for the old burger.
I think cheeseburgers, hamburgers are Texas things. Yeah. I did not put that on my list because I would probably same as you, refute the authenticity of it.
Mm. It's all right.
I'm sure there's places all over America that say they created the hamburger.
Yeah. You watch that Foods That Built America show. You've got, you know, the White Castle type stuff that really kind of got it going and everything. 806-855-3712. Do up a timeout as we take you to the top of the hour on Talk 103.9 FM and ESPN 960 in San Angelo. Either or Thursday, what is the more Texan meal? Either brisket or chicken fried steak. More influential, either Jerry Jones or Phil Knight. We are looking at the NFL draft. Where do you think Tyree Wilson ends up? Where do you want him to end up? And then Texas Tech baseball headed up to Kansas State. Vitally important series win for sure. A sweep would work right in. We're not talking about something you want to talk about. You know what to do. Get on the text line, 806-855-3712. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. You got Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro taking you until 1 o'clock today. Then it is the Rob Bro Show from 1 to 2. ESPN 960 San Angelo. You got to listen on the app, KKM.com. We got you on Talk 103.9 FM News Money Sports here in the Arctic Air Studios. Question of the day, more Texan meal, either brisket or chicken fried steak. Brisket or chicken fried steak, and you can power rank because it's Power Rank Thursday on the Rob Bro Show. More influential, either Jerry Jones or Phil Knight. Who's had more influence on the world of sports over the last 30 years, however you want to put it? NFL draft tonight, Tyree Wilson, where does he go? And then we've also got Texas Tech baseball. Maybe we get to the ump show that happened sadly last night in Pittsburgh in a great moment. And then whatever else is on your mind, 806-855-3712. Texters on the text line today. And you got to use the 806, by the way, even right up until our final show. Otherwise, it ends up with the angry man in Florida, who I don't know if he knows, but he will not text you back. He complains to the bosses around here when he gets the text messages and everything. So please use the 806 when you text in to KKM. 806-855-3712. Tim in Frisco, still in denial. Denial's not just a big river in Egypt, Tim. Got to work through that. We'll still be with you on your runs, though. I'm confident we'll still be there on the runs. Right, Rob? When he goes out jogging?
Yeah.
Knocking out his 13.7 miles a day during the lunch hour?
Jogging.
I think that's how you pronounce it. I think it's a Swedish. Yeah, Swedish word. Like Aberg. Ludvig Aberg, what a show.
A little worrisome the rest of the Tech team is kind of folded down the stretch in the last couple of tournaments, but...
I'd get it out of the way now and just get to the NCAA championships, and that's all that's going to matter. Your legacy is written in May. Your history will be done during the next month, and I'll ride with those guys.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So if he wins the national championship individually, that's a PGA Tour card.
Automatic.
So that's pretty awesome. And that really...
I'm serious. When I say he will be top 10 in an event this year, I truly believe that. I'm not just saying that. I truly believe in talking to my golf people, the dude's special.
That's a hell of a catapult.
You know, he's Matt Fitzpatrick. He is Victor Hovland. He is fill in the blank great collegiate golfer, tour ready right now. 100%. Texan on the text line, 806-855-3712. Most Texan meal, chicken fried steak. Everyone's grandma should have made them chicken fried steak growing up. Brisket is great, but I feel as if a chicken fried steak is more iconic for Texas. Brisket's made all across the South, even if it is really bad. But chicken fried steak is solely a Texan thing. Also, Phil Knight, Nike, all across the globe. Football, basketball, baseball, soccer track, the list goes on. I'll say this on the chicken fried steak. Oklahoma tries to claim it. They try to claim it as well. And I don't know, I've never looked because, you know, I've got filters on my internet that keeps me from going to dirty places. But I think maybe Oklahoma like tries to claim chicken fried steak maybe like one of their state meals or something. Not sure on that, but I think they've tried to lay claim to that a little bit.
I think Oklahoma's state meal is like 17 things. I'm going to look that up.
That's probably like a lot of states, though.
It's like Brussels sprouts, chicken fried steak, 16 different sides. I mean, they just try to claim it.
Poke salad, mustard greens, dirt. It's like the lazy thing. If you're a state legislature, you file bills, you know, and tell the people back home, yeah, I passed 72 bills. What were they? Well, they were all about naming something as the official something of the state of Texas. Early did a great job. I'm not just a piece of furniture down here in Austin, dang it. I got a designation of something. 806-855-3712.
Yeah, you ready?
No, probably not. Am I?
So their Oklahoma state meal is a menu.
Okay. A menu.
Yeah, they have a menu.
Is it at a Bob's Big Boy in Tulsa?
So they've got barbecued pork, chicken fried steak, sausage with biscuits and gravy. Then they have black-eyed peas, corn, fried okra, grits, and squash. They have cornbread, pecan pie, and strawberries.
You got a lot going on.
That's their state meal.
That's like something a death row inmate would order for their life. Just keep it coming.
Yeah, so... there's criticism on this in like the state legislature. I looked this up last year.
I vaguely remember this is like the end of Seinfeld too. We're having the same conversation.
The entire meal might contain 2,700 calories, in excess of a day's recommended intake. State Senator Brian Crane proposed concurrent resolutions, which would repeal the meal. Hashtag repeal the meal.
Repeal the meal.
It did not pass. And was only intended as a symbolic measure.
Oh, of course.
But this was like a big thing in the Oklahoma state legislature that they
repeal the meal,
yeah.
Because, you know, people go onto the internet and they find out, what do I have to eat now that I'm an Oklahomanite?
Right.
Oh, my gosh, I'll be here all day. Well, it says I've got to eat it, so.
It's a menu.
Bring out the,
oh, my God.
Oh, geez.
A lot of states don't have state meals. They have state foods.
Food, yeah, the state food. Texas is kind of broken down into categories.
Yeah, they have the state dessert.
50, different state whatevers. By gosh, when I was growing up, all you knew was the state bird was the mockingbird, and that's about it.
Should we power rank state foods?
We could. I'm not opposed to it.
I'll start scrolling through some.
All right. Like different states or Texas?
Different states.
Oh, okay. 806-855-3712 for you guys to join us on the text line. Power Rank Thursday on the Rob Bro Show is extended into Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland with Rob Bro. You can power rank top Texas meals. We asked today on either or Thursday, more Texan. What's more Texan? Either chicken fried steak or brisket. Also, within the realm of sports over the last 3-4 decades, who's been more influential in your opinion? Either Jerry Jones as owner of the Cowboys, and not just on the NFL, as I said, but overall of sports. And then Phil Knight, Nike. Who would you consider more influential? Knight's version of the Cowboys is obviously Oregon Athletics. 806-855-3712 on that.
What's the state vegetable of Oklahoma?
Squash.
Watermelon.
Huh?
Oh, that's what it says, man.
Watermelon.
Yeah. Decided in 2007.
I'm glad they finally figured that out. Took them 100 years.
Oh, this is so good.
See, this is why some states ought to be territories.
Some states have... Texas definitely has the most. Some states have a state snack food. Popcorn is the state snack food of...
Oklahoma.
Illinois.
Somebody was really proud to get that designated, too.
Yeah.
You know? That some legislature stood there proudly.
Oh, Texas has a state snack as well.
Well, why would we not? Chips and queso. Chips and hot sauce. Yeah. Glad they said salsa and not hot sauce. It seems like something somebody would screw up.
Texas has a state pepper and a state native pepper.
Jalapeno and the native pepper. Ghost pepper? I don't know.
The chiltepin.
Oh, yeah, that one. Sorry. Got to do better on my state peppers. Bottom of the hour break. It's a quick one. You guys jam up the text line, anything and everything you'd like to discuss with us on this final Thursday. 806-855-3712. Quick bottom of the hour break. It's Ryan Hyatt. It's Raiderland featuring Rob, bro. The Electric Light Orchestra. Man, peak late 70s, early 80s, as good as it got.
They only put out bangers, Ryan.
There's a school picture of me wearing an ELO concert tee from about fifth grade.
Nice.
You think Mom knew that it was picture day or not? ELO. Good stuff. 806-855-3712. We're in the Arctic Air Studios. The penultimate show for Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro, taking you till 1 o'clock on ESPN 960 in San Angelo and in Lubbock Talk 103.9 FM. We hope to hear from as many of you as possible on the text line today and tomorrow, as we want to be able to say goodbye and thank you to you guys as we wrap up, 4 months, give or take, of doing radio, second incarnation in this studio. 806-855-3712. Question of the day. It's either or Thursday. We ask you today, more Texan meal, either brisket or chicken fried steak. More influential in the world of sports, either Jerry Jones or Phil Knight. And because it is Power Rank Thursday on the Rob Bro Show, we've just kind of blurred the lines, and you can power rank the top Texan meals. You can power rank most influential sports figures. You can do whatever you want to do from here on out. 806-855-3712. If you want to visit with us a little bit about Texas Tech baseball, we can. Big series at Kansas State. There is still such a wide array of possibilities for this Red Raider baseball team that is going to make the final month compelling, fascinating, and otherwise. Everything is on the table, quite literally, from winning the Big 12. Yes, this team can win the Big 12 to you could miss the NCAA tournament. That it all boils down to what happens over the next month going into the Big 12 tournament. It starts for them this weekend at Kansas State. And we'll see how they handle it. Weather doesn't look to be a problem last time I checked. Hopefully everything. There have been times. This is one of the good things about the schedule this year, Rob. There were a lot of years where you were going up to Kansas State and you were going up to Manhattan kind of early in the Big 12 year. And you wanted to play as many games as possible because there were opportunities to get W's, and it didn't always work out that way, or you ended up playing in such horrid weather that it took away a little bit of the talent advantage that you had, that Mother Nature kind of just made it miserable for everybody. On days when you're just trying to live through the game, it's hard to play a great game, and I know people are, well, you just got to be tougher than the weather and all that stuff. It's not that easy sometimes. Certain sports don't really lend itself to that. You can't just out-physical the other guy in baseball the way you can in football, the way the Red Raiders did to the Iowa State Cyclones on their own field this past season. So, big series for Texas Tech baseball. And then the first round tonight of the draft in the NFL, Tyree Wilson is going to go in the first round. It is just a matter of when and where. We want to find out today, where do you want him to go? Where do you think he will go? It's probably since, I guess, Mahomes' draft year. This is really the first time I've had just a really compelling interest to really want to watch it.
Yeah, and Jordan Brooks, I thought, was one of them. You kind of,
well, you were paying it, but it wasn't like he was going to go top 10.
You kind of expected it to be, you know, on day two in the early second round, and then he kind of
sneaks in there at the end. So, but this is the first time, really, I think, since the Mahomes draft that, you know, kind of felt this way. Although, Even if Tyree Wilson weren't a part of it, I'd still be paying attention tonight just because of the weird nature of what could transpire. Some teams, somebody's going to have an incredible draft tonight.
Yeah.
I mean, we can say this every year.
Yeah.
But somebody's really going to do great, and somebody is going to do something tonight and make a move, and it'll look like they traded up to get Shante Carver.
And somebody's going to get an F grade and then win the Super Bowl in 3 years because of the two guys they picked tonight.
Absolutely. We just described every draft, right?
By the way, just a little story on the Mahomes draft. I was in this very control room running a baseball game.
Right.
Or a softball game, one of the two. Might have been a playoff softball game or a end-of-season baseball game. And smoke starts to come out that Mahomes is getting drafted. Well, I'm having to write about it.
Right.
And I'm just absolutely pumped. I'm looking for rookie cards. I'm trying to buy stuff.
Yeah.
I bought 5 rookie cards in a Tech jersey. Anyways, so the pick happens. I completely forget about the game. He goes to break. I don't go to it. He's just sitting there in silence. He comes back.
Do you want to say who you hung out to dry?
I believe it was Thetford.
Was it Thetford? Yeah.
And then I'm fairly certain, I don't know if anybody knows this, the next break, I sent him to break and then pushed his mic back up but left him in queue.
So he's not.
There's
going,
a whole half inning.
Right.
He doesn't know,
he's
but there's a whole half. There's a whole half inning where there's just nothing happening. But I was writing about Patrick Mahomes going top 10 in the draft. My bad. I'm sure it was Stafford. He calls a bunch of them.
Right.
He's a pro though. He came back.
Yeah. He didn't do what I would have done.
No, he didn't. He probably didn't hammer me on the way back, but
yeah,
I deserved it.
I always tried to be nice because I had bored off to games.
Yeah, it's Patrick Mahomes, man.
Yeah, I mean that, you know, when you're on the other end, you go, man, it's not the easiest job in the world. There was only one or two producers over the years that I was really probably not nice to, and they absolutely deserved it because they were disgusting human beings. 806-855-3712 for you guys to join us on the text line next to the last Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro here in the Arctic Air Studios. We got you to 1, then it's the Rob Bro Show from 1 to 2, either or Thursday. It's more Texan meal, either brisket or chicken fried steak. Which one would you consider more Texan? And then you can give us power rankings today, too. So if you want to power rank the ultimate Texas meals, I don't got a bone to pick with it, no pun intended, with your power ranking earlier on top 10 Texas meals. I kept trying to think of something that you were leaving out or something that I would throw in there, and again, the key phrase being very Texan.
So a couple of them I left out, like maybe a King Ranch casserole.
Yeah,
I feel like that's pretty
literally
Texan.
with the name in it. Yeah, and it spawned a whole
like a chicken,
car. You
can
buy a King Ranch
thing,
truck.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, after a casserole, who wouldn't want to drive a truck based off a casserole dish?
I feel like there's some like homemade hamburger helper type stuff, like the beef and rice. Casserole, I feel like that's pretty Texan, the one-pot meal, especially the Tex-Mex flair to it.
Mm-hmm.
Tacos, that kind of stuff. But I feel like
I think you nailed it pretty good.
Had the top 10 in there. Maybe fruit kolaches would be somebody's top 10 over from West.
Or just the kolache in general.
Yeah, but I went
the sausage
kolache.
Yes, that is the king to me. I mean, it's so ubiquitous now, you can get it almost at any donut shop.
Yeah.
That you go to?
There was a local donut shop that I went to the other day. I'm not going to say the name because this is not a good story.
Oh, okay.
I got the Boudin kolache.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
And
it was not
He came over and the microwave was right under the cash register and he threw him in the microwave. I was like, oh, no.
You know where it's headed at that point.
I've made a mistake.
Yeah.
They were fine, but I would not buy another one. Just something about a hunk of bread around a boudin after I ordered it was like, that's not good.
Yeah, and you know, that's one of those things that sounds good in principle. Man, yeah. How great could that be? But then...
If it was a fresh boudin,
the, yeah. The boudin's one of those things that high ceiling, major high ceiling, way low floor on boudin.
Yeah.
Now you can have some awful, awful boudin to the point where you're going, I don't even want to know what's in it.
And I'm
That's how you know it's authentic, by the way.
I'm Cajun, right? I grew up with boudin. But I'm not like Louisiana. So I don't like the soft boudin that you kind of squeeze out and eat with a cracker. I like a crispy skin.
Mm, agreed.
And that was just...
I guess that's the West Texan in me on the boudin.
I guess, yeah. Yeah, I'm putting that under the broiler or getting it in the pan. I don't microwave boudin. And
mm-mm.
I like a snap of the skin.
I've got a friend, and he is not Cajun, but grew up in Southeast Louisiana, that neck of the woods. So, I mean, he comes by it naturally.
Right.
He won't eat boudin. He won't do it. He's like, if you guys really knew, no, I ain't doing it.
Oh, but I eat the rice dressing with extra chicken livers and all that. I'm not afraid of what's in boudin, but
yeah.
I just like the snap of the skin. I don't like the...
Hey, look, Nutria.
Yeah.
Texter, listening to you guys for years in Abilene from San Angelo Station will miss you. We're going to miss you guys during this time frame. Again, we're not leaving for Tanzania or nothing. You guys can still be a part of all we do, and I hope you will be, and still be a part of ESPN San Angelo and Talk 103. I feel like I have to keep saying I'm not speaking for Rob, but I think we kind of share some of the same sentiments. We're still going to be doing what we do. We're just going to be doing it a little bit differently. And I use the line, I'm still going to be creating radio. I'm still going to be doing radio. I've been doing radio. The first time I appeared on a radio station was in the summer of 1987, Rob. Good Lord. I was 4 years old, but anyhow. And I feel like through all the incarnations of theraiderland.com, podcast, videos, all the things we do, I'm still doing radio. We just are, as technology changes, as things change, there are different ways to do it. There are different platforms. And I love radio. I truly love radio. I want to continue generating what I consider radio. It's just we're going to deliver it just in a different manner, in a different fashion. Texter says, time to create chicken fried brisket. Okay, I'm watching a show last night. There's a place in Denver, maybe? And they had a chicken fried steak burrito.
Oh, yeah.
Green chilies, the sauce, all that stuff. The chicken fried steak into the burrito.
In Denver?
Yeah, it's in Denver. The gravy on top of the burrito.
Ooh.
My wife was watching.
Smothered
she's like,
burrito.
Yeah, and she's going, no, no. And I'm going, let's not be too hasty in this.
Yeah.
This looks like it's coming together pretty nicely.
Maybe some steak fries or like a pan fry in there.
Yeah, home fries maybe that you could put in with the chicken fried in the burrito.
Yeah.
And she was like totally not with it. I'm like, I could.
What about a slice of brisket as like a steak finger?
Yeah. You can do that.
Like if you're doing chicken fried
brisket.
You kind of mold
the brisket into that.
Yeah, well, you just slice it and then bread it and fry it. I don't think you're molding anything.
Well, I can take my brisket and kind of pull it, chop it up a little bit, do a little chop and do something.
No.
You just want the slice.
Oh, yeah. Just
then
slice.
We batter the slice.
Yeah.
Why not?
I mean, we're not going to fish stick territory with the chopped brisket. I don't know how that. I'm sure it'd be good, but
why would it not be? Ooh, so chicken fried brisket.
Yeah, just going off what the texter said, I think that could.
That doesn't sound like it's that hard to do at all.
No.
What kind of meal? What kind of breading would you want to do with that?
Just a chicken fried.
It's
steak.
A standard chicken fried steak breading. Kind of want it light. I don't want it too heavy on there.
Right. A thick slice of brisket.
Right. This could work. We could do it. Final segment of the day coming up for us on the final Thursday for Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. You guys jam up the text line, 806-855-3712. More Texan meal, either brisket or chicken fried steak. More influential in the world of sports, either Jerry Jones or Phil Knight. You want to talk baseball? Fire away. You want to talk draft? Tell us where you think Tyree Wilson is going to go. 806-855-3712. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro.
Let me run with you tonight. I'll take you on a moonlight ride.
Final final segment of the day, Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro, then it will be the Rob Bro Show from 1 to 2 on Talk 103.9 FM News Money Sports here in the Arctic Air Studios. Got you till 1 on ESPN 960 San Angelo. It's either or Thursday. More Texan meal, either brisket or chicken fried steak. More influential in sports, either Jerry Jones or Phil Knight. And after that, whatever you want to get into, we want to hear from you. Tyree Wilson draft, where does he end up? Where do you rank the movie Draft Day on Power Rank of movies about the NFL draft starring Kevin Costner? Where does Draft Day rank on Power Rankings?
Oh, within those parameters, I think it'd be near the top.
Near the top, but not completely at the top. Enjoy your pancakes today. Putney. We want Putney. We live in a different world now. It was 30 seconds ago. Texter, don't go. Well, we have to. We can't. They won't legally let us stay here. People have lived in this radio station, by the way. I'm not going to say who, but there have been people who have, like, taken up residence here at different times. Texter says, chicken fried steak burrito sounds good. I'm telling you, the way they were making it at this place, Rob, it's part of their brunch menu. And this is like a hoity-toity kind of, you got to put on the old blazer, probably. You know the look? The chinos, the white dress shirt, the blazer that you're taking your lady out. You're going to the nice brunch place, and then you're getting chicken fried steak burrito because you can. Yeah. Didn't want any of the souffle.
We'll have to find where that is because I'll be in the Denver area.
Yeah, it was on one of the cooking channel or Food Network best thing I ever ate type deals.
Okay. Hey, I've got a late helmet sticker.
Do it. We got to do it this week or we're done.
Frankie Muniz. Do you know who that is?
Actor. Yeah, Frankie Muniz.
From Malcolm in the Middle.
Yeah.
Retired young.
Right.
Do you know what he's doing now?
Oh, Lord. I'm afraid to ask.
He is a driver.
Uber Eats.
No.
Oh.
NASCAR. Frankie Muniz currently leads the ARCA Menards. ARCA Menards series standings after Talladega.
Yes. And I'm not
legit
big on
driver.
I'm not really big on the ARCA, you know, as much as I don't even watch NASCAR like I used to. Yeah, okay. I remember hearing this a while back. And it kind of didn't really dawn on me, you know, oh, that's the guy. Okay, that's really him. Who was it? Patrick Dempsey became a pretty good sports car driver. You've had several actors, obviously, over the years get into it. Paul Newman, the most famous. Yes, I remember hearing this story. What is he? He's probably in his... Is he in his 40s, 30s? What is it?
Frankie Muniz?
Yeah.
I would assume he's a little bit older than I am. So
I'm guessing late 30s or early 40s maybe on that. Power rank. You can power rank today on the Rob Bro Show celebrity drivers. All right? Marty Robbins was a really good driver in sponsored car.
But apparently this, you know, Frankie Muniz is like legitimately...
Yeah, like he can drive.
Yeah. Like it. But when I think of Patrick Dempsey, he's just doing that part-time because he's going back to acting.
Yeah.
Muniz is retired from acting. He's not going to act again.
Well, so I mean,
he is a full-time driver.
Dempsey was legit.
Driver.
He was what you would call a gentleman's driver, that if you were doing like top sports car races, you'd have two pros. And then you'd have a, quote, gentleman driver who was sort of like an amateur golfer, but who's like scratch. Texter says, it's barbecue over chicken fried steak, but the cost of 1.5 pounds of barbecue bites. Oh, Lord, you're not kidding. Man, I can't remember where I was the other day. And I was looking, you know, the prices of brisket and all that stuff, and it's just insane. And like me, can I smoke a brisket? Yeah, I could do it. Could you eat it? Yeah, you could eat it. But you would be going, man, I've had a lot better brisket than this. That's why I don't smoke briskets anymore, because at the cost, why would I just not want to go, you know, and get some Rojinho barbecue? Why would I not get it from somebody who's a hell of a lot better than me, as opposed to me? You know, and hey, don't lie, guys. Part of the fun is just cooking the brisket.
Yeah.
Yeah, honey, I've got to be out there for 13 hours. Going to need to have a few beers with me. Don't worry about me. If you see me slumped over, like these guys who got sucked into buying the electric grills and the pellet grills and stuff, and you don't have to do anything, what are you doing? You gave away cook time. Now the wife thinks you can go with her shopping. Hey, you can just check on your app and see that it's 2:25 and everything's good, honey, right? What are you doing? You've got to be anchored by that old Brinkman for 13 hours straight. Honey, I'd like to come in, but the wind could shift. Then what do I do? I've got to be here. Texter, both are delicious. However, not only is brisket the main barbecue staple of Texas, Texas is considered the only region for great barbecue brisket. We have somebody who works for the Food Channel texting in today. Rob Bro Show is next. We've got one final Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro tomorrow. It will be a final Fast Friday kind of show. I want you to follow me on Twitter at Ryan Hyatt Media. I'll be back tonight around 6:30-ish with the daily broadcast, Twitter Live. Our website, theraiderland.com. You can find us on Facebook, Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland. Keep right on texting in on Power Rank Thursday to the Rob Bro Show, 806-855-3712. Enjoyed the hell out of it today. We're going to have a great show for you tomorrow. For Rob, I'm Ryan. We'll see you Friday in Raiderland.
Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland, a presentation of the Texas Town Square Media Network.